Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before your throne of mercy tonight. Lord, we are so thankful for your mercy. We are so thankful for your grace. We are so thankful you have allowed us to come before you, O God. Lord God Almighty, how we deem it a privilege to be able to come unto thee tonight. Lord, to worship you and to save you, O God, with all that's in us, O God, Lord Jesus. We want to thank you, Lord God Almighty, for you hear prayer and you answer prayer. Heavenly Father, we are gathered here, Lord God Almighty, not to see a man, but Lord, we are gathered for thee, O God, Lord Jesus. We are gathered to hear from you, Lord Jesus. Only one word from you is enough, O God, Lord Jesus, to take us, O God, even further than we can imagine, O God, Lord Jesus. We are inviting you, O God, to come and take full control, O God, Lord Jesus. You know I'm not able, so Lord, I'm praying that you put me one side, that you will speak to your children. I know you have done that before, and you are faithful, Lord, to be able to do it again tonight. Lord, may you come in a special way and have your own way. Lord, I want to pray for each and everyone that's gathered in this place, O God, that you will, Lord God Almighty, incline his ear to hear from you. Lord Jesus, may you speak to somebody tonight. Lord, at the end of this service, O God, we want to be careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We want to appreciate you and commit this prayer meeting into your hands. In the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I greet you all tonight in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to pray that you are praying for me. I'm a bit nervous. Amen.
Amen.
It's always like that whenever you come before a crowd for the first time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I want to appreciate all the elders that are doing a very good work here to keep the bride of Jesus Christ in unity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to say much. Amen. I feel sorry for myself most of the time. When I stand before the people, I feel sorry for myself. When I try to think, what have I been preaching all these years? I met quite a few people in different places. They greet me, they say, our precious brother. I'm still holding on to that message that you preached that other year. I was feeling sorry for Brother Ben last week.
Brother Ben,
you were saying he was blessed by the message I last preached in his presence. To try and imagine, what was I saying? I always feel sorry for myself. So please pray for me. I won't keep you standing for long. Let's open our Bibles to the book of St. Luke. A very familiar scripture. Amen.
Amen.
I was telling Brother Makwinye, if he had not invited me whilst I was still in South Africa, I wasn't going to stand here. I always try to avoid being invited because you have seen me. I always prefer a situation where somebody is moved by the Spirit to invite me. Tonight, I want to believe it's the Spirit that has pushed you to come to church. And I believe you are up for a blessing. I'm not one of the wonderful speakers, but I try by all means to just stay with what the prophet taught. Luke 24, very familiar scripture, from verse 13. I will try to speak slowly that my brother will be able to catch up with me.
Ndichaedza kunyatsotaura zvekuti hama inge ichikwanisawo kubatsirikawo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 18.
Ndima 13.
And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs.
Pazuva irero vamwe vaviri vavo vakanga vachienda kumusha wainzi Emmaus, wakanga uri kure neJerusarema mastadia ana makumi matanhatu.
And they talked together of all these things which had happened.
Vakanga vachitaurirana pamusoro pezvinhu zvose zvakanga zvaitika.
And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew nigh and went with them.
Zvino vakati vachataurirana nokubvunzana, Jesu amene akaswedera pajo navo akafamba navo.
But their eyes were holden that they should not know him.
Asi meso avo akanga akabatwa kuti vasamuziva.
And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are served?
Akati kwavari, mashoko amunotaurirana pamusoro pavo muchifamba ndeiko? Akamira vakamira vane shungu pamoyo.
And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days?
Mumwe wavo ainzi Cleopas akapindura akati kwaari, ko, ndiwe woga ugere muJerusarema somutorwa usingazivi zvakaitwamo mazuva ano here?
Going to verse 26.
Tuenda hedu pandima 26.
Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?
Ko, Kristu akanga asingafaniri kutambudzika saizvozvo agopinda pakubwinya kwake here?
Going to verse 30.
Tuenda pandima 30.
And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and broke it and gave it to them.
Zvino akati agara navo pakudya, akatora chingwa akachiropafadza akachimedura ndokuvapa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight.
Ipapo meso avo akasvinudzwa, vakamuziva akanyangarika kwavari.
And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?
Vakataurirana vachiti, ko, mwoyo yedu yakanga isingapisi mukati medu achitaura nesu munzira nokutizarurira magwaro here?
And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered, and them that were with them.
Vakasimuka nenguva iyo vakadzokera Jerusarema vakawana vane gumi nomumwe navaiva navo vakaungana,
saying, the Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon.
Ivo vakati, Ishe wamuka zviro kwazvo akaonekwa na Simon.
And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known to them in breaking of bread.
Vakarondedzera zvakaitika munzira uye kuti vakazikanwa nao sei pakumedurwa kwechingu.
May the Lord add blessings to the reading of his word. May we be seated.
Ishe varopafadze kuverengwa kwemashoko avo mungare nepasi.
Once again, it's my joy to be amongst you.
Shakari mfaro wangu kunge ndiri pakati penyu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Though it's not easy to be standing in front of you.
Kunyangu zvisiri nyore kunge ndakamira mberi penyu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Recently, I was looking at my kids.
Nguva pfupi yapfuura ndanga ndakatarisa kuvana vangu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They have grown up.
Vakura.
Hallelujah. But to imagine,
asi kungofungidzira,
they were very, very small babies a few years ago.
Kuti havanga vari vasvava makore mashoma nanapfuura.
But now, when I look at them, they are grown up.
Asi zvino ndikavatarisa, vakura.
I'm just feeling the same when I look at my elders sitting in front. People like Brian Maraere, Brother Namo,
Brother Ben, Brother Ben,
who saw us coming into the message.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Now to be standing in front of them,
it's
a real challenge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But tonight,
asi madekwanano,
we want to speak on a subject,
kutaura pamusoro pechidzidzo,
eye-opening experience.
Chitiko chekuzarurwa kwemeso.
Eye-opening experience.
Chitiko chekuzarurwa kwemeso.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chitiko chinozarura meso.
Okay, eye-opening experience.
Hallelujah.
Chitiko chinozarura meso.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going to base our message,
tichaisa neyo maridzo yedu,
hallelujah, on the message that was preached by Brother Branham.
Pamaridzo yakaparidzwa na Brother Branham.
When their eyes were opened, they knew him.
Maso avo paakazaruka vakamuziva.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The trouble we have today,
dambudziko ratinaro nhasi,
there are a lot of blind people.
Pane vanhu vazhinji vakapofomanzwa.
I tried to look at the statistics.
Ndakaedza kutarisa kuona kuti zvine uwandu hwacho zvakamira sei.
But there is a lot of blindness in the people today.
Asi pane upofu huzhinji muvanhu nhasi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are a lot of blind people.
Pane vanhu vazhinji vakapofomanzwa.
A good number of them, they use spectacles.
Vazhinji vavo vanoshandisa magirazi.
But some of them, they are totally blind.
Asi vamwe vacho vakatopofomara zvokuti sanyatsoona.
And some, they don't even have money to buy the spectacles.
Vamwe vacho havatorina mari yekutenga magirazi acho.
But they need them.
Asi vanotomada.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is a day that we are living in,
izuva ratiri kurarama mariri,
which is a difficult day,
rove zuva rakaomarara.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A day where there is total blindness.
Zuva iro pane upofu hwakakwana.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a lot of darkness out there.
Pane rima rakati bhobhobho kunzo.
And people cannot see clearly.
Uye vanhu havanyatsoone zvakakwana.
They are failing to find their way.
Vari kutadza kuona nzira yavo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But blessed are we tonight.
Asi takaropafadzwa isu madekwanano.
For God has opened our eyes.
Nokuti Mwari vakazarura meso edu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has given us eyesight.
Vakatipa mushonga wemaziso.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 God has given us eyesight in this day.
Mwari vakatipa chizoro chemeso madekwanano.
Hallelujah.
Muzuva rino.
For us to be able to open our eyes.
Kuti isu tikwanise kuzarura meso edu.
And be able to see.
Kuti tikwanise kuona.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Revelation chapter 3,
zvakazarurwa 3,
verse 17 says,
verse 17 inoti,
because thou sayest I'm rich,
nokuda kwakuti iwe unoti ndiri mufumi,
and increased in goods,
uye ndine pfuma zhinji,
and have need of nothing,
uye handina chandinoshayiwa,
and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable,
asi usingazviziva hako kuti iwe unonzwisa tsitsi,
and poor,
uye uri murombo,
and blind,
uye uri pofu,
and naked,
uye haune kusimira.
This is the situation.
Ndo chinano.
This is the stage of this is the position of our church age.
Ndo chimiro che zera rekereke yatiri mariri.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
People are blind.
Vanhu mapofu.
Yet they think they see.
Asi vanofunga kuti vanoona.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it takes an experience.
Asi zvinotora chiitiko.
From God.
Kubva kuna Mwari.
An experience
chitiko
with God
namwari,
to be able to open your eyes,
kuti ukwanise kuzarura meso,
for you to be able to see clearly,
kuti ukwanise kuona zvakajeka.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
These men,
varume ava,
coming from Jerusalem,
vachibva Jerusalema,
they thought they can see.
Vaitofunga kuti hatinoona.
Like many of us here,
sevazhinji vedu pano,
they think that they see.
Vanofunga kuti vanoona.
But let me tell you, my brother.
Serega ndikudza mai
yangu. Let me tell you, my sister.
Ndikudza hanzvadzi.
You need a bit of eyesight.
Unoda mushonga wemaziso.
You need a bit more eyesight tonight.
Unoda mushonga wemaziso wakati wandei.
Hallelujah, for you to see clearly.
Kuti ukwanise kuona zvakajeka.
For you to be able.
Kuti ukwanise.
To make your choices right.
Kuita sarudzo dzako zvakanaka.
For you to be able.
Kuti ukwanise.
To walk right.
Kufamba zvakanaka.
For you to be able.
Kuti ukwanise.
To live right.
Kurarama zvakanaka.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It only comes.
Zvinongouya.
When the Lord. Lord has opened your eyes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These two men, hallelujah,
amen,
on the way,
varumunzira,
going to Emmaus, here comes the Lord, he starts speaking to them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But yet they didn't know who he was. Where we read, they were saying, did not our hearts burn within us? Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he was speaking to us, while he spoke scriptures to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now they are trying to find out, did really our hearts burn? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our hearts, my brother, did we really feel it when he was talking to us? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there is something that he did at the end when he was now breaking the bread. That experience opened their eyes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It opened their eyes. All this time, they thought they were seeing. Yes, on the natural, they could see. But when it comes to spiritual things, they needed a spiritual experience to be able to see spiritual things. Tonight, for you to be able to see spiritual things, you need a spiritual experience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a man, Adam.
Adam.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the Garden of Eden.
Eden.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was there.
Angaripo.
Alone.
Ariega.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
With animals around him.
Aine muka.
Oh my. He was a lonely man.
Anga chishurukiru.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 He was a lonely man.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He had no companion.
Anga
he had no friends. He had no friend. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go and see Adam.
God is known as Adam.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In chapter 2 of the book of Genesis.
Chapter 2 of
the
book of Genesis.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It changed the situation for Adam. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It changed the situation for the two men who were going to Emmaus. Cleopas and his friends. The journey
Ruendo
took them the whole day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The things that had happened in Jerusalem,
they
had made them weary.
Zvakaita kuti ivo vange vakaneta.
They had made them tired.
Zvakavanetesa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when they were going,
zvino pavanga vakuenda,
to Emmaus,
vachiendawo Emmaus,
they were walking,
vaifamba,
slowly,
bicha na bicha,
slowly,
pore pore.
I believe at some point,
ndinotenda pane imwe nguva,
they needed a tree to rest on. Because they were tired. The things that had happened, they were new things to them. Look at their expectation. They were expecting that Jesus was going to free them from the Roman bondage. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When they got to know Jesus, they were happy. They were going around telling friends, my friends, time is up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the time. We are going to be free. This man that has come is the man that Moses spoke of. This man is going to free us. We are going to be free. There is no more trouble. These Romans, they are doing it for the last time. We are seeing them for the last time. Their own prophecies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were excited seeing Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But little did they know. Hallelujah. That was not the mission that he had come for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
After he had broken bread, when their eyes had been opened, hallelujah.
Amen.
They started their journey back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe when they were going back, the issue of being tired was over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were going back. They were very fast now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were now very fast. Why? There is something that had happened. Hallelujah. They had had an experience which changed their mood. Hallelujah. Why is your mood? Why do you have a bad mood?
Say, we need an experience.
Hallelujah. Why are you frowning all the time? You need an experience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why are you not happy?
Say,
as a believer who has received the end time message. Hallelujah. What does it mean to you who have received the message of the hour? What does it mean to you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. During the first coming, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It was Jesus. It was God with them. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
But this day, we are living in a different day.
Hallelujah.
It is now God. Am I not with us?
Kwete anesu. Kwete.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are not that low.
Atina kuchipa.
Hallelujah. We would stay with him on besides us.
Kwe kuti tinenge chingogara naye ari pedyo nesu.
When you go to sleep, he goes to his own bedroom.
Iyo enda kwake ku bedroom.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 When you go to the shops,
he
might decide not to go with you. Maybe he wants to go to the mountain to pray. But this day, my brother, hallelujah.
Amen.
He is in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has come to do a job, to perform a work in you. A work to take you into the rapture. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That you will be with him forevermore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 These two men, the mood had changed. Hallelujah. When they went back, hallelujah, they took shorter than the time they took going to Emmaus. Getting back to Jerusalem, hallelujah, they
Amen.
Found the others still gathered. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is that what your Bible says? When they got there, the rest of the disciples were still gathered. When they got there, with a lot of jubilation, they were breaking the news. Indeed, he is risen.
Amuka.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you get an experience,
chitiko,
you are able
wakwanisa.
To tell the world, indeed, he is risen.
Shirokwazo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are able
wakwanisa.
To tell your friends,
shama
indeed,
shirokwazo.
He is risen.
Amuka.
You are able
wakwanisa.
To tell your next door neighbor,
wako.
You can't hide that when you have an experience.
Aukwanise kuzivanza kana wana
the chitiko. Reason why
zero,
you don't enjoy coming to church.
Usinga na kids when you go to church.
You have never had that experience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you meet that experience,
ukasanga na
hallelujah.
Amen.
It changes.
Chino shandura.
Your behavior.
Maitiro ako.
Hallelujah. It changes.
Chino shandura.
Brothers and sisters.
Amen.
In this day and age,
Mungu ino,
we need not to talk about dressing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have got deeper things to talk about.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
We need not to talk about
here.
Hallelujah. To people who have got an experience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't tell them to go back to Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
They go back on their own
accord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Adam. In the Garden of Eden.
Eden.
Lonely.
Are
miserable. Looking at the animals. Looks at them. In pairs. When he looks at them. Says.
What?
Oh, I wish I was like them. I would be having a companion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But brothers and sisters, one day, God saw Adam's condition. And he felt sorry for him. As much as God felt sorry for himself when he looked at his condition without a companion in heaven. And he says, what do I do with all this heaven? What do I do with all this earth? I am lonely here. I need a companion. That's why I need to get a bride. That's why you and me are here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We are the ones. Amen.
Amen.
Who will change God's mood? Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Adam.
Adam.
Amen. Being lonely. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go to Genesis 2:21.
Genesis 2:21.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is only the doings of the Lord. Those two men going to Emmaus, it was the doings of the Lord opening their eyes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Adam,
verse 21
says, and the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept.
Ipapo Jehovah, Mwari wakavatisa munhu hope huru akavata.
Amen.
Amen.
And he took one of his ribs
akatora rumbavu rwake rumwe
and closed up the flesh instead thereof.
Akadzira nyama panzvimbo yaro.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man.
Norumbavo urwo Jehovah Mwari wakatora pamunhu akaita mukadzi narwo akamuisa kumunhu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's read in between the lines there.
Gativeringe pakati pemitsara
ipa. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says,
what?
And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man made he a woman and brought her unto the man.
Norumbavo urwo Jehovah Mwari wakatora pamunhu akaita mukadzi narwo akamuisa kumunhu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember,
rangarirai,
Adam had been caused to sleep deep.
Anga konzereswa kuti akotsire hope hurusi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now,
zvino,
a woman,
mudzimai,
is being brought
arikunzwa
unto Adam.
Kuna Adam.
I believe,
ndinotenda,
when he opened his eyes,
paakazarura meso ake,
now seeing the woman coming to her, hallelujah,
amen,
that changed Adam's life.
Izvozvo zvakashandura upenyu hwaAdam.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother,
ama,
you need to get married.
Ufana uroora shamwari. Wazvinzwe.
No wonder why your dressing doesn't change.
Mapekero ako hashanduki
January to December.
January, December.
Hallelujah.
Socks are white, socks are black.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why.
Doksaka.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your body is not changing.
Kana mutumbi wako haushanduki.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I know of a few friends of mine.
Ndoziva shamwari dzangu shomanani.
Before we were married,
tisati taroora.
They were very thin.
Vanga vakaye vari mudzonga.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when they got married,
asi pavakaroora,
things changed.
Ah,
better marry my brother.
Shamar,
hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And Adam said,
Adam,
this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And she shall be called woman because she was taken out of a man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My brother,
amen.
From that day, Adam's life changed. His mood changed. His appetite changed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He now had a companion. He wouldn't just go and pluck an apple and eat. He wouldn't just go and pluck an orange and eat. He had someone to consult.
Honey,
Nando's.
Tor, yeah, Nando's.
Oh, KFC.
kana kuti
ke. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when you are alone,
kana uri wega
man, you are a miserable person.
Unonzwisa tsitsi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No wonder why.
Ndokusaka.
My pastor used to say,
mfudzi wangu ayonza. Pastor Chesa.
He used to say,
vayonza kuti,
you can't be trusted.
Augone kuvimbwa naye
wewe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you are alone.
Nokuti uri wega.
Hallelujah.
Yes sir.
But my brother, my sister,
asi hamanzvadzi,
we need an experience.
Tinoda kuva nechiti.
An experience with God.
Chiti kuna Mwari.
And it can only come from God.
Chinogona kungobva kuna
Mwari. When God gives this experience,
Mwari kana apa chiti kwese,
it changes the situation.
Zvinoshandura mamiriro
ezvinhu. There was a man Abraham.
Pamwe nemwe murume Abraham.
Living in the air of the Chaldeans.
Achigara muburi ravakara.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He thought he was an ordinary man.
Aitongofunga ndiri ngori munhu njike.
As much as you might think of yourself,
sezvaungonogona kungofunga pamusoro pako,
to be ordinary.
Kuti uri ngoriwo munhu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when there is something that happened. God spoke to Abraham. Then he was Abraham, right?
Abraham.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis 12.
Genesis 12.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the Lord said unto Abraham,
Abraham,
it is only the doing of the Lord.
It
is a God-given experience. It will change your life. Hallelujah. If you see your life is not changing, go back to God and say, God, this experience that I got, I have come back with it. Please take it. This one I don't want. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because my life is not changing. I still am stealing the way I used to do before I repented. Now I'm doing the worst thing. I am crooking even brothers and sisters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go back to God and say, Lord,
what
is this the best that you can give? If this is the best that you can give, I would rather do without. Please have it back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because your life is not changing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not growing day after day. You bring the same problems to the deacons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are bringing the same problems. Where is your growth? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Adam, but Abraham,
Abraham.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God spoke to him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curse thee. In thee shall the families of the earth be blessed. What an experience. You need an experience with God. Look at Abraham's experience. It came with a blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will bless those that will bless thee, and I will curse those that will curse you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of an experience. That experience changed Abraham's life. There was now a promise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abraham, from that day, his life had changed.
Because
he was a man without a promise. He was a man ordinary like any other man. But from the day that God spoke to him, hallelujah.
Amen.
Abraham was now a different person.
Abraham,
yes, he was a man, but a man with a promise. Yes, he was a man, but a man with an experience. Yes, he was a man, but a man with a promise. A man with a blessing. Because of an experience with God. We need experiences with the Lord. These experiences, they come with a blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we trace the life of Abraham,
Genesis 18.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
If you thought this issue of opening of eyes is only in the book of Luke, Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's there in the entire Bible. Amen. The prophet says, if you are going to teach a doctrine,
or
if you are going to teach on something that you can't find from Genesis to Revelation,
be careful.
Hallelujah.
You
end up teaching people. Amen.
Amen.
Some of those teachings that come from the sons of Belial. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis 18. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day.
Amen. Zvino Jehovah wakazviratidza kwaari pamiti yemioko yeMamre, agere pamukova wetende masikati zuva richipisa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Abraham, sitting there, he was a man under expectation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the prophet says, you get what you expect. If you come to church, if you have come tonight expecting to see a fine dressed man, you will see them in here. There are a lot of men who have got fine suits in here. Hallelujah. If you come to
church
expecting a blessing from the Lord, then the Lord will give you what you will be expecting. No wonder why, to those who have got the Holy Spirit, who will be expecting the Lord to do something, the doors of the church always they are opened late for them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Abraham sitting in the heat of the day, right at the tent door, he was under expectation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abraham was under expectation. There was a promise. Do you have a promise tonight? Are you under expectation tonight? Stay at the tent door. Abraham was sitting there expecting something to happen. He had been promised by the great Jehovah, blessing, I'll bless thee. Those that curse thee, I'll curse them. I will make thee a great nation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is your expectation tonight? What is your promise tonight? Hallelujah. That keeps you on your knees. Hallelujah. Your expectation keeps you on your knees. Your expectation keeps you listening to the spoken word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you know, one of these days, hallelujah,
amen.
Something is going to happen. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. That's why we are gathered here. We are children with a promise. We are not just gathered anyhow. Hallelujah. We are not gathered for divine healing. Though we have got divine healing amongst us. Hallelujah. We are not gathered for miracles. Though we have got miracles among us, we are not gathered for wealth. Though we have got wealth, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 But we are here because we have got a better promise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why we can brave through the cold to come to church, because we have a promise, we have an expectation, we have had an experience. That is the thing that is pulling us to come to church every day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abraham under expectation.
Abraham
under expectation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at this experience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He lifted up his eyes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He opened up his eyes. And know what did he see? Open your eyes, my brother, my sister. You will be able to see something. Hallelujah. Keep under expectation. Keep opening your eyes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your eyes are going to see something. Hallelujah. Remember, in the book of Revelation, hallelujah,
John,
representing the bride, hallelujah,
amen.
He said, I heard a voice. I looked and behold, heaven was open. But John, one man in a vision, representing you and me, you are the one who are supposed to see heaven open. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
it can be a subject of another day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But here, Abraham.
Pano Abraham.
Hallelujah. The Bible says.
Bible not.
And he lifted up his eyes. And looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. A true experience will make you to worship. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
When you meet a true experience, it will throw you into worship. John, when he was in the book of Revelation chapter 1,
Revelation chapter 1,
hallelujah,
amen.
When he saw him walking, when he saw Jesus Christ walking in between the candlesticks, hallelujah,
amen.
He fell down on his face. And he started to worship. A true experience, hallelujah,
amen,
will make you a worshiper. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
A true experience, hallelujah, will raise your appetite for the word. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Let's go with this scripture. Amen. Amen. Otherwise, if we get excited, we won't finish. And he said, my Lord, if I have found favor in thy eyes, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant.
Ishe wangu, kana ndawana nyasha kwa muri, musapura henyu, pamuranda wenyu.
Look at this experience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abraham missed this experience.
Abraham arusanga nechiti kwechi.
He missed the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He starts to worship. But look, what does this experience bring to Abraham? What does this experience bring to Abraham? Abraham was a man.
Abraham
with a promise. Abraham was a man. With an experience. Now it was the time for the fulfillment of the promise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it came with an experience. When he lifted up his eyes, lo, what did he see? You see the three men. They had come with good news, which was going to change Adam's life.
Abraham.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
It was going to change Abraham's life. Hallelujah. It had come a time. God was about to fulfill his promise. When God is about to fulfill his promise, he brings an experience with it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can talk of our day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We also saw three men coming. Is that what the message teaches? We saw three men coming. Why did we see three men coming? It is the time of the fulfillment of the promise. It is the time, hallelujah,
amen,
of the going away of the church. The promise that had lingered for long. Hallelujah. It's now time. It's any day, my brother, my sister. It's any day. It's any day, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
It can be tomorrow. It can be the day after tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But what I want to tell you tonight, when God brings this experience, It's homegoing time. Time of the fulfillment of the scripture. Hallelujah. When those three men came. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
They spoke to Abraham. They spoke to Sarah as well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
After speaking to Sarah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was a good experience. This experience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Time fails me. In the book of Hebrews, hallelujah, chapter 11, well-known scripture, hallelujah,
amen.
The Bible says,
Sarah
herself believed that he who gave the promise, hallelujah,
amen,
is faithful and able to fulfill it. How did Sarah come to believe that God can fulfill the promise?
Sarah akashika pakutenda papi kuti mwari anogona kuzadzikisa mimbiso.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is something that happened first.
Pane chakaitika pakutanga.
She did not just get that from nowhere.
Hana kungozviwana zvichingouya zvakadaro.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there is something that happened.
Asi pane chakaitika.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
When those three men came,
varume vatatu avo pavakauya,
there was a discernment. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Don't switch off the tape when you get to discernment.
Hallelujah.
My. You don't know what you're missing there. Don't switch off that tape when you get there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
My.
When you know what happened to Sarah? She didn't have faith.
Anga asina kutenda.
Like some of us.
Se vazhinji vedu.
Who might be here?
Vangange vari pano.
When they look at it.
Vakazvitarisa.
And look at it.
Utarisa.
Nicely. And say rapture.
What? Kubutwa.
Rapture.
Kubutwa.
Is it possible?
Zvino kwanisike here.
Can I make it into the rapture?
Inini chaiye rapture.
Ah, continue listening to the discernment. Hallelujah. When you listen to the tape, if you find yourself with that problem, you are wondering, am I going to make it in the rapture? Go into the experience. Go into those things that Sarah went through. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sarah, when the discernment was done, she doubted. She loved in her heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when she loved, hallelujah.
Amen.
She knew what really happened. She knows for sure I had loved on this issue. But because of the fear of death, she had to refuse. No, I didn't. I didn't love. No, I didn't. No, I never doubted. I never doubted. But something had happened. That experience of discernment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Started something in Sarah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What it started in Sarah, you only read it in Hebrews
11. Sarah
herself.
Sarah pachake.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
She also believed. Hallelujah. That he who gave the promise. Hallelujah. Is able to fulfill it. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
That experience opened Sarah's eyes. The eyes of faith. The eyes of revelation. When Sarah's eyes were opened. Oh, hallelujah. What a wonderful experience. We need those kind of experiences. For God to open our eyes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That will be able to grow in faith and raise our faith to be able, hallelujah,
amen,
to enter into the rapture. That experience on the natural, it changed things in Sarah's life.
Hallelujah.
this experience doesn't change things on the spiritual side level only. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This experience,
Chitwech,
when it comes,
Kanachauya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It operates.
Chino shanda.
It solves the problems.
Chino peza matambudziko.
In the natural.
Pa nyama.
It solves the problems.
Chino peza matambudziko.
In the spiritual.
Kunyangwe pamweya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the natural.
Pa nyama.
Sarah had a problem.
Saranga ine dambudziko.
She was barren.
Anga asinga kwanisi kubata mimba.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But after an experience with God.
Asimushure mechiti.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Sarah could now conceive.
I kwanisa kubata mimba.
And the promise was fulfilled.
Zvinovimbiso yakazadziswa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother and sister.
Hamarzvadzi.
To you.
Kwauri.
Hallelujah. God has given an experience in our day.
Mwari akapa chinhu.
Hallelujah. That brings a conception.
Chinounza kubata mimba.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our conception.
Kubata kwedu mimba.
God has to come.
Mwari anofana kuuya.
And dwell.
Okara.
In you and me.
Mauri neni.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Time fails me to speak of Jacob. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
He had his experience when he was afraid of his brother. Amen. Let's just look at it quickly. We won't spend time on it. Chapter 32. Hallelujah. Amen. Experiences. That changes lives. Hallelujah. You need one tonight. God is able to give you more and abundantly more than what you are expecting. Hallelujah. Amen. Genesis 32:24. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jacob was left alone. And there he wrestled with a man until the breaking of the day.
Asi Jacobo wakasara ari oga, mwe murume akaita mutsimba naye kusvikira utonga wa
uchitsuka. To save our time,
kuti tipiti chengetedze nguva.
It's a scripture that you well know.
Igwaro ratinoziva tese.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jacob. Hallelujah. Here he has an experience.
Pano akava nechiti.
He is wrestling with a man.
Ari kuita mutsimba.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
After the wrestling.
Mushure memutsimba.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We find that.
Tinoona kuti.
Jacob. Hallelujah. His walk had changed.
Mafambiro ake akashanduka.
His step had changed.
Mafambiro ake akashanduka.
There is a change on the natural. There is a change on the natural.
Pane shanduko panyama.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Here is his now spiritual change.
Pano hepanoi shanduko pamwe.
Verse 30.
Pandima 30.
Amen. And Jacob called the name of the Lord in that place. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel.
Zvino Jacob akatumidza nzvimbo iyo zita rinonzi Peniel.
For I have seen God face to face.
Nokuti wakati ndakaona Mwana Mwari.
Look at Jacob's experience.
Tarisaichi tikocha Jacob.
He seeing God face to face.
Akaonana naMwari huso kuhuso.
And my life is preserved.
Uye upenyu hwangu hwachengetedzwa.
You are always afraid.
Uno agara achingosvika.
Some of you,
vamwe venyu,
don't have confidence.
Havana vimbo
to board a car.
Yekupi nemotokari.
They are just scared.
Vanenge vachitongosvika.
They don't know what will happen. Riding in a car,
kufamba uri motokari,
very comfortable car,
motokari yakanaka,
but they will be clinging to the seat like this.
Asi anenge akabatirira pama seat.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That car has got four wheels.
Motokari iyo ine mavhiri mana.
A Mercedes Benz.
Hallelujah.
Very comfortable.
Yakanaka ine mutefetefe.
Hallelujah. But somebody is not comfortable in there.
Asi mutefetefe iwo.
Some people are just scared. Fear has no virtue.
Havana simba.
Hallelujah. Fear has no virtue.
Okay. Kuchika hakune simba.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Here is the man Jacob.
Epano emurume Jacob.
If you read your Bible,
it
tells you
Jacob
was scared of his brother.
Aichika mukoma wake.
Hallelujah. Now he is going back.
Zvino akudzokera.
You know the story very well. He had to send the servants in front.
Akatumira varanda kumberi.
He has to send his wives in front.
Vati madzimai.
And children.
Vati vana.
You see what fear can do?
Murikuona kutya zvakunoita.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You hear a noise at your house.
Ukangonzwa chati kwatara kumba.
You wake up your wife.
Nomutsa mudzimai.
Sister.
Honey.
Wake up, there's a noise outside. Hallelujah. Jacob is sending his wife. Hallelujah. And children.
Nevana.
When there's a noise outside,
kana paitika,
you ask your son to go outside and see what's happening. Hallelujah.
Shaman.
It's not that you are giving them responsibility, but you are just scared. My. Jacob. Hallelujah. After this experience, look what happens. From there on,
Jacob
started to worship.
Akatanga kunama.
Hallelujah. An experience with God throws you to worship. Jacob is now worshiping. He now gives the name of the place
Peniel.
Now
Jacob,
he knows his life is preserved. My brother, my sister, we need that experience. Hallelujah. For us, to know where we are standing with this promise of our day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a man, Moses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I feel if I have to read these quotations, we might finish midnight. But I like a quick short work. And I appreciate this church. It knows the word very well. Because of the foundation that we grew under. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm just going to quote as I go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Moses. Hallelujah. A runaway prophet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A man without an experience.
Moses.
Running away from
Pharaoh.
Hallelujah. The thing that Moses had been raised to destroy. Like Samson as well. But that's the same thing that Moses was running away from. Moses, hallelujah,
amen,
had to run away from
Pharaoh.
Hallelujah. Let's go to Exodus chapter
3.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Moses was running away from
Pharaoh.
Amen.
Amen.
But let me tell you, my brother, my sister,
there
is something that Moses was lacking. Moses was lacking an experience with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why
Moses
had to run away.
Akatiza.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Moses had gathered up faith or courage from what his mother and father had told him. My brother, my sister. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This message, if it is only something that you have heard from the pulpit, and you don't have an experience, it will not be able to help you. You need an experience with your Maker. You need your experience with your Creator. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Moses. Hallelujah.
Yo.
Had run away. Look what he's doing now, chapter
3,
verse
1.
Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of the Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and to the mountain of God, even to Horeb.
Zvino Moses wakanga achifudza makwai aJethro, mukarabwa wake, muprisita weMidian, akaisa makwai mberi murenje, akasvika kugomo raMwari rinonzi Horeb.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire
out of the midst of the bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed.
Ipapo mutumwa wa Jehova akazviratidza kwaari mumurazvo womoto pakati pegwenzi akatarira akaona gwenzi richipfuta nomoto asi rakanga risingatsvi.
He looked and behold.
Akatarisa akaona.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God had come.
Mwaranga auya.
To give him an experience.
When
he opened his eyes and he saw this experience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The promise says 5 minutes. In the presence of the pillar of fire. 5 minutes. In the presence of the burning bush. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything that Moses was lacking. He got it. With 5 minutes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need 5 minutes with God, my
sister.
You don't need a full day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
The breaking of bread was not an hour affair. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. It was a 5 minutes affair. You don't need a 5 hour gospel. You need a 5 minutes preaching. In the presence of the Lord. That can change your life completely. That can change your destination. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need 5 minutes in the presence of the Lord. May the Lord be merciful to give us 5 minutes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Moses. From there on, he was a changed man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He had to change his ways. He had to go back. Hallelujah. To
Amen.
Egypt.
Egypt.
Hallelujah. A runaway prophet.
Prophet.
Hallelujah. He was now a conqueror. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A runaway prophet.
Prophet.
He had now been commissioned.
Oh,
you need that experience. That commissions you to the Lord's work. You need that experience. That commissions you to your duties. As a housewife. The reason why. You are not a good housewife. The reason why. Your husband is always knocking at the deacon's door is because you need an experience. Hallelujah. The reason why your wife is always running to the deacons for protection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's because you need an experience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, you need an experience for your life to be preserved. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Moses now. With an experience. He was now going back to Egypt. Moses. Where are you going? Back to Egypt. To do what? To take over. One man invasion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
He didn't need a mighty army then. He only needed a burning bush experience. Hallelujah. Amen, amen,
yes,
amen.
Sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to run away from some of these characters in the Old Testament. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then we wind to a close. Hallelujah. It's the message of the hour. Hallelujah. It's the message of the hour. Not of the hours. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of John. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
That experience.
Chitwait.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Made a difference.
Chakai unza shanduko.
In the life of Cleopas and his friend.
Mupenyo wa Cleopas ni
shanduko. Hallelujah. In the life of Adam.
Mupenyo wa Adam.
Hallelujah. In the life of Moses.
Mupenyo wa Moses.
In the life of Abraham.
Ne upenyo wa Abraham.
In the life of Sarah.
Mupenyo wa Sarah.
Let's go to the book of John.
Ande mbukura Johana.
Hallelujah. Let's see a man.
Tione mwe munhu.
Hallelujah. In whose life the experience changed his life. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
John chapter 1.
Johane
verse 45.
Verse 45.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now Philip was of Bethesda. I'll start from verse 44.
Amen. 44.
Now Philip was of Bethesda, Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter.
Filipo wakanga ariwe Bethsaida, guta ra Andreas na Petro.
Philip findeth Nathanael.
Filipo wakawana Nathanael.
And Nathanael says unto him,
akati kwa ari,
we have found of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
Tamuana iye akanyorwa zvake na Mozesi pamurayiro na vaprofita, iye Jesu we Nazareta mwanakomana waJosefa.
Amen.
Amen.
And Nathanael says unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip says unto him, come and see.
Nathanael akati kwaari, kune chinhu chakanaka chingabva Nazareta here? Philip akati kwaari, uya uone.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and says to him, behold an Israelite indeed in whom there is no guile.
Jesu akaona Nathanael achiuya kwaari akamuti, tarirai muIsraeri wazvokwadi usino kunyengera maari.
Nathanael says unto him,
Nathanael akati kwaari,
whence knowest thou me?
Mandizivirepiko?
Jesus says unto him,
Jesu akapindura
akati, before Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee.
Filipo asati akudana uri munyasi momuonde ndakakuona.
Watch the experience
that Simon is
that Nathanael is getting.
Chirikwani kwana Nathanael.
He has been discerned.
Anga anzverwa zvakavanzika zvomwe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nathanael answered and says unto him, Rabbi, thou art the son of God, thou art king of Israel.
Nathanael akampindura akati, Rabbi, ndini mwanakomana waMwari, ndimi Ishe waIsrael.
Jesus says answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater than these.
Jesu akapindura akati kwaari, unotenda iwe nokuti ndakati kwauri ndakakuona munyasi mumuonde here? Uchazoona zvikuru kuna izvozvi.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
and thou says and he says unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
Akati kwaari, zviro kwazvo ndinoti kwamuri, muchaona kudenga kwazarurwa navatumwa vaMwari vachikwira nokuburukira pamusoro pemwanakomana wemunhu.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Nathanael had his experience.
Nathanael akava nechiitiko chake.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
His experience,
chiitiko chake,
was not going to end on discernment.
Changa chisiri kungoperera pakunzerwa.
It was going to go further than the discernment.
Changa chiri kuzoenda mberi kukura kunzerwa kwezvakanga.
He was going to see,
anga ari kuzoona,
angels
vatumwa
descending
and
ascending.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Upon the Son of Man.
Pamusoro pemwanakomana womunhu.
An experience with God,
chiitiko naMwari,
will not be a single experience.
Hachizove chimwe chete.
It's not a blind experience.
Hachisi chiitiko cheupo,
which comes for a short time and it's over.
Chinongouya kwenguva pfupi zvobva zvapera.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you start these experiences with God,
kana watanga zviitiko zvina Mwari,
they become continuous.
Zvinobva zvaenderera mberi.
When you get these continuous experiences,
ukawana zviitiko zvinoenderera mberi,
you are energized every day.
Unopiwa simba mazuva
ose. Hallelujah. You are not a weak battery.
Ausi battery sina moto.
When you come to church,
kana uya kuchurch,
you get energized again.
Unowana simba zvekare.
Because
nokuti
God,
Mwari,
is speaking this day.
Ari kutaura muzuva rino.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is not speaking from a tree.
Asi kutaura kubva
muti. He is not speaking from an animal.
Asi kutaura kubva
muti. But he is using brothers and sisters.
Ari kushandisa vanhu vadzi
to speak to us.
Kutaura kwatiri.
To speak among us.
Taura pakati pedu.
Nathanael's experience,
chiitiko chana Nathanael,
changed his life.
Chakashandura upenyu hwake.
You don't hear Nathanael going back backsliding.
Hatisi kuzombonzwa nezva Nathanael achidzokera kumashure.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This experience,
chiitiko ichi.
Hallelujah. You don't need to look down on it.
Haufane kuchitarisira pasi.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Nathanael's life changed.
Upenyu hwaNathanael hwakachinja.
Hallelujah. He started following this man.
Akatanga kutevera murume
uyu. Because
nokuti
there was a discernment.
He had met an experience.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which only God can give. Oh, God gave that experience to a woman at the well. John chapter 4.
John 4.
And that woman. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Her life changed. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
My. It's a well-known scripture. So I'll quote it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those who are writing down. John chapter 4, verse 9 to 26.
John chapter 4, verse 29 to 26.
We see a woman. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She is speaking to Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Go get thy husband. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Says, I have none.
Andina
says,
woman.
For sure thou hast said the truth.
Chokwadi wataura, chokwadi.
You have got six. Hallelujah. You
Amen.
Have got the number of men.
Unen number ya munhu.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You have got men.
Une varume
with the number of men.
Ne number ya munhu.
Hallelujah. It's a pathetic situation. Hallelujah. Well backslidden.
Kunyatso kudzokera kumashure.
Hallelujah. You have got six men.
Une varume vatanhatu.
And it happens that the number of men that you have
number
is also a number of men.
Number ye moon.
A double case.
Kutukwa, kwa kapetu kwa kazi.
Hallelujah. But God can change any situation.
It
doesn't matter what your situation.
It
doesn't matter what you have gone through in life. But this woman at the well, when that discernment came her way, hallelujah, the seventh man had come. Even Jesus Christ himself. Hallelujah. Now he was no longer talking to the sixth man. He met, she met the seventh man. Do you know what it does when you meet the seventh man? Oh, I would love to meet him tonight. I would love to meet him tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love to meet this man. This seventh man. I would love to meet him. You know why?
No, that's it.
That sixth man was in trouble. Because, you know what it does when you have this experience?
We
say it changes your life. It changes your manner of life. It changes your behavior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This woman, having met this man, hallelujah, she left her water pot and ran to town. Brother,
Ama.
That man, the sixth man, hallelujah, did not get his breakfast that day. That man, he stayed home. He did not get water to bath that day. Because the woman had become an evangelist. My brother, my sister, when you get an experience with God, oh, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
it puts you on fire. On fire for God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. When that woman had spoken to Jesus, hallelujah,
amen,
she ran to the city for some evangelical work that was supposed to be done. And that man, he was dirty as he was, left alone in that room. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But that woman
had
met a wonderful experience that put her on fire. That changed her life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And she ran to the city. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and they come and see the man that I found.
Wanda.
He has told me of the secret things of my life. And this man, isn't he the man that we have been looking forward to see? Hallelujah.
Amen.
My brother, my sister,
Amen.
We are living in a similar day. that God is giving experiences. God is giving these wonderful experiences to His children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is giving these experiences to those that He loves. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
When He is speaking to you, He is giving you an experience. Hallelujah. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 2. Quickly. Hallelujah. We're just trying to find somewhere to close. Amen.
Amen.
It's at night.
Manel.
Transport can be a problem.
Transport.
I once was a person who used to walk on foot to church. So I understand what it means. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel.
Hallelujah. Chapter
2.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
An experience with God. When you start an experience with God, what will be happening? Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And He said unto me, Son of Man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak to thee. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look,
Tarisa.
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel
is speaking to God. When he is speaking to God, what an experience. Watch something that starts to happen here. Amen. Verse
2.
And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. There is something that happens when God starts speaking to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he started speaking to Ezekiel, his spirit started to enter into Ezekiel. Hallelujah. The prophet came to preach the mystery. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of the baptism of the Holy Ghost without sensations. Hallelujah. How does it happen? How does it happen? When you come expecting, and the minister is prayed up, and the church is prayed up, we are bound to hear from heaven. When we start hearing from heaven, hallelujah,
amen,
the Spirit enters into the hearts of the people. The baptism of the Holy Ghost without sensation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And he said, he says, and the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Time fails me to read Ezekiel chapter 3 as well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Acts chapter
10.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Verse 44.
Dima 44.
Wonderful scripture. Hallelujah. An experience.
Chitiko.
It only doesn't come when you are out there.
Achingo uya uri kunzo.
It can come when you are in service.
Chinokona utouya uri
kunzo. And you are well prayed up.
Uyo kana wanga wakanyatsunamata.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The trouble is, you spend time talking of a lot of other things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We could have read paragraph
33
when their eyes were opened. Hallelujah. Where people spend a lot of time like talking about a lot of other things. That's why he doesn't appear to them. That's why people don't see angels. What are you speaking in your house these days? Hallelujah. Are you talking about Christ? Or you are talking about another brother or another sister? And whatever you are talking about is not kosher. It's not clean. Hallelujah. Whatever you are talking, whatever you are discussing, you are paying your tithe to the devil.
By using your air time.
Nekushandisa air time yako.
Hallelujah. To call other people.
Kufone raga mwevanu.
1 hour.
1 hour.
On the phone.
Uripa phone.
Discussing other people.
Mshitara pa msorbe omwa.
Things that you have got is zero benefit to your spiritual life.
Zinu zisina kana cha zino kupa mupenyo wako.
But things.
Zinu.
That can destroy your spiritual life.
Zino gona kungo para za chete upenyo wako.
Stop paying your tithes to the devil.
Iwe. Usa badare che gumi kuna Satan.
Bring your tithes into the house of the Lord.
Unza che gumi chako mungo.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Verse 44.
Ndima 44.
Book of Acts chapter 10. While Peter yet spake these words.
Petro wakati achataura mashoko
in service.
Service.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not out somewhere in a fantastic place.
Kwete kune kunzeko kune imwe nzvimbo yakanaka.
Hallelujah. But while in the service.
Asi ari muservice.
Hallelujah. While in church.
Vari muchurch.
Some people. Who had come expecting a blessing from the Lord. God gave them an experience. While Peter had spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word. Hallelujah. That's why it's important to come to church, to attend every service.
Service, yes.
You don't know which service.
Service.
The Lord has earmarked. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To be speaking to you.
Kutiva taure newe.
Hallelujah. God reveals himself to you.
Mwari vanozvizurira kwauri.
In a lot of different ways.
Munzira dzakasiyana siyana.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
When their eyes were opened.
Meso avo paakazaruka.
64:04:16.
64:04:16.
Paragraph 190. Hallelujah. While I'm waiting for my brothers to help us.
64:04:16.
Paragraph 190. Hallelujah. Amen. While they were in service.
Very in service.
Peter speaking.
Petra Jitaura.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They received their experiences.
Vakawana zviitiko zvavo.
They received the Holy Ghost.
Vakagamuchira mweya mutsvene.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
What has it done to our eyes in these days?
Zvakaiteiko kumeso edu mazuva.
We have received a similar experience in our day.
Takagamuchira chitiko chakafanana
nezvo. The experience of Nathaniel.
The experience of Nathaniel.
The experience of the woman at the well. The experience of Moses. Hallelujah. Did we see the pillar of fire? Did we see the burning bush? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What has it done to our eyes in these days? Amen. We are living in a similar day where God has given us an experience, where God has done wonderful things in our lives. But what has it done to your life? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The ones that we have read, hallelujah, this experience changed their lives completely.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A promise fulfilled.
Vimbiso yakazadzikiswa.
Has it opened their eyes?
Zvakazarura here meso
avo. Hallelujah. We are children of God.
Tivana vamwari.
With an experience.
Vane chitipo.
Has it opened our eyes?
Zvakazarura here meso.
The prophet says.
Prophet what?
We have seen it in St. John 14:12.
Tazvona muna John 14:12.
Hebrews 13:8.
Hebrews 13:8.
St. John 14:9.
John 14:9.
And we see it in Luke 17. 27 to 28. And all these scriptures that's promised. Malachi 4. All of them fulfilled right before us. Hallelujah. There is something that has happened in our day that you and me have seen, which is supposed to change our lives.
Hallelujah.
something
chimwe chinhu
that is supposed
chinofanirwa
to give to energize us every day
kutipa simba mazuva ose.
Hallelujah.
Yes sir.
What has it done to our eyes?
Zvakaitei kumeso edu?
If it doesn't open them,
kana zvikasamazarura,
it will blind them eternally.
Chichama performance maso ewayo nokusingaperi.
It opens some blinds to others.
Chinozarura mamwe meso asi chinopofadzimadza vamwewo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, it opens them to whom it
chinozarura meso kune avo vaka.
These last days, what has promised to do, that he said he would do it, restore back the faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are living in a day that our faith has to be restored. That's the reason why we are gathered here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are living here. We are here because of a promise. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Of a turning of the hearts of the children to their fathers. Keep it on 191, my brother. Hallelujah. We are living in a day where we have a promise. Our hearts have got to be turned. What for? For a great event. The event of the rapture. Our hearts have to be tender. We have a promise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And our eyes have to be opened. The prophet is saying, the experience we have had in the life of the prophet, in our own individual lives,
is
supposed to do something unto us. Hallelujah. Says, oh Pentecostal people,
oh, man, Pentecost.
Professors of God's Holy Spirit, may the God of heaven open your eyes from tradition. You can't be here tonight and be traditional. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can be here tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And still be doing the things that you were still doing in the Pentecost. We still have problems with you. Because you still have got your Catholic way of doing things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Open your eyes from tradition to a living God. Of a promise of the Bible that we claim to believe. What he said he would do, Abraham's royal seed called out in the last days. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abraham, natural,
panyama,
he received the three men.
Aka varume matatu.
Discernment was done in his presence. His wife discerned. What an experience. Abraham of our day.
Abraham was
of the royal seed of Abraham. You and me, when the same discernment is done, what is it supposed to do? Abraham's royal seed called out in the last day,
that
Jehovah would come down amongst the flesh of his people. Hallelujah. My.
Amen.
I feel like we are starting again. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Here,
Pano.
Abraham received God.
Aka
but God
Asmuari.
Had to come.
Aka tuuya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prophet tells us
prophet
he picked up some dust.
Aka tora guruva.
He threw it
and
blew up
and
said, Michael,
Michael,
enter into this body.
Pindam.
Hallelujah. He blew another one.
Amen.
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 Says, this one is mine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Then he took another one.
Doctor Arimwe.
He blew up. He says, Gabriel, get into this one.
Pindow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Says, boys, let's go. But today, he has done the same thing again. Who came in the days of Abraham? The great Jehovah himself.
Jehovah mukuru
came down.
Akaburuka.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That day.
Zuero.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was before the cross. It was before the cross. He had to mold some three new bodies. But in our day, my brother, my sister, after the cross of Calvary, hallelujah, when we have got men and women who have been washed in the blood, hallelujah, to sin no more. When we have got men and women who have been washed by the blood of the perfect Lamb of Calvary, God decided to come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In a body.
Mumutumbi.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Of a brother.
Weham.
Oh, like you and me.
Yakaita
say of a prophet in our day.
Mumprofita
mzwarede. Hallelujah. Why?
Say.
Because of Calvary.
Nebulewe Calvary.
Now because of Calvary.
Nebulewe Calvary. You know?
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He is free.
Asununguka.
To come
Kutawe
in a body of flesh, yours and mine.
Wakone wangu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To a royal seed of Abraham.
Kumbewe umamwe
Abraham.
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
If you were feeling sorry for yourself, let me tell you, when God is looking at you, hallelujah, he sees a vessel that he can come and dwell in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of Calvary.
You know Calvary.
What an experience of Calvary.
Oh, chiti ko chikuru zvakadii Calvary.
That day on Calvary.
Zvariya pa Calvary.
What an experience.
Oh, chiti ko
chikuru. What a special day.
Izvara rakakosha zvakadii.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Abraham's royal seed.
Called
out in the last day. And
Jehovah
would come down among the flesh of his people and do exactly like he did at the days of Sodom. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
My. Jehovah. Coming down. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. Time fails us. Hallelujah. In the book of Thessalonians. The Bible says. My, let me close these books. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord himself. Who did we receive in our day? Who spoke to us in our day? What an experience. What is that experience supposed to do to you? Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord himself shall descend from heaven. Has that scripture been fulfilled? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah.
All right.
Ma.
Amen.
Amen.
Ma.
We didn't hear from William Branham.
Atina kunzwa kubva William Branham.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My scriptures doesn't say that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I didn't hear from a man.
Atina kunzwa kubva kumunhu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you will come to me and ask me nicely, I will tell you whom I have heard from. And that experience, hallelujah,
amen,
is what is keeping me going. The Bible says, for the Lord himself, not an angel, not another, the Lord himself coming in a body of flesh in our brother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In a body of flesh.
In
a man.
Mumunu.
Born of a woman and a man. Hallelujah. But after the bridge of the cross.
Mushure me mushinjikwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord can come. Hallelujah. The Lord had pleasure.
Mwari vakaone kupatwa.
coming to dwell in a man. Hallelujah.
Whoa,
he shall descend from heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What did we receive tonight? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh my. Where did we hear from?
Oh,
the Lord himself shall descend. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Not an angel. Not an archangel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's enough.
Oh, shaka kwanesh.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
To keep me going.
Hallelujah.
No more turning back. No more turning back. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I have heard from my theophany. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No more turning back. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Hallelujah.
Amen.
With the voice of an archangel.
Amen.
And with the trump of God.
Amen.
And the dead in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What have we received? We have received a message to raise the dead. We have received a message to translate our bodies. What is this experience supposed to do to you? It's supposed to change your life.
Hallelujah.
It's supposed to change your dwelling.
It's
supposed to change your appetite.
It's
supposed to change your friends. Hallelujah. It's supposed to change the way you behave. The way you carry yourself around because of an experience. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No more turning back. No more turning back. No more turning back. Let's praise the Lord. No more
turning back.
No more
turning back.
No more turning back. Let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. 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 Let's praise the Lord.
No more.